We are going to get started on the open mic. So if folks could grab some seats. You can, I mean, the seat that you've been sitting in or somebody else's seat with consent. It's very important. With consent, yes. Okay, open mic. Our lead off tonight is Jeff Schneider. Right. Jeff could come up.
Hey, it's the Squirrel Hill contingent. C. How's everybody tonight? Doing all right?
Yeah.
I got a comedy background. I was the owner of the Funny Bone Comedy Club for 30 years. So, yes, I'm trying to retool my raison, you know, so I'm going to give it a shot. What's the limit on the, how many can I do?
17.
2 pages. All right. Well, I'm going to do maybe 2 1/4 pages. Don't worry. It'll be quick, painless. This poem is called The Man of No Small Importance. The man of no small importance rises every day, humbles himself in front of creation, pays his debt to existence by fulfilling his destiny as a carbon-based life form. His animalness, his finitude, should that even be a question? He is on the team, he is in the game. That alone keeps him in tune. The man of no small importance. The flowers, the brooks, the snow-capped mountains, the jazz man's nutty shouts, the view between the second and third buttons of the blouse of the teller at the bank. The miracles to bathe in, to bask in, that the earth was just far enough away from the sun to produce the right chemistry for life, for possibility, this planet and no other. What were the odds? Infinitesimal. Okay, Earthman, I'll make it easy for you. Vegas odds. The man of no small importance cares not a whit about the hows, the whys. He takes it on faith that the mystery will remain as such. The sanctity of doubt is his mantra, and there is nothing more certain than an uncertain man. We spend our days daydreaming about inconsequence, denying the salient, the sine qua non, circumscribing it, embracing it, erecting corporately mandated illusions out of it. Everything other than accepting it for what it is. The cosmos always has the last word. This reminds me of opening mic at the Funny Bone, I swear to God. Like 2 o'clock in the morning, there's nobody in the place. It's beautiful. All right, porno for pedestrians. How anything can change when everything has the consistency of lukewarm gruel is beyond me. Nuance is dead. Introspection has blown its brains out. Drivel has commandeered discourse. As fetishists double down. As trucks deliver manna to bottomless pits. As towny clowns edge lawns with religious piety. Don't like me in real life. Like me on Facebook. Root for strangers because no one roots for you. Have someone else's sensibility instead of your own. Don't think too hard. It might come to you. Yes, whites are whiter. If your eyes are closed, does it really matter who's fucking you in the ass? Does it really matter? Come on. All right, this is the last... Okay, come on, Joan. You're blowing me away. This will take 20 seconds. All right. Okay. All right. Thanks, everybody. I appreciate it. All right.
We're very serious about the 2 pages. It's right here. 2 pages. Don't make us fuck you up. Because Joan will. I won't. Next up is Ian Heiss. Ian, come up.
City. I begin my days oftentimes at 5 a.m, but today began at 4 a.m. Can you hear? Can you hear yet? Hey, are you hearing yet? Probably not. Okay. This first one's entitled A Bargain at Any Price. Putting aside who's right or wrong, or who is good and who is bad, It costs the same to be happy as it costs a man to be sad. You don't have to believe or concede to your opponent, but when the dialogue recedes and the troubled waters cease their foment, gather your senses. Breathe deep while you repair the fences of your mental garden. Be done with the fences you'd be better off to pardon. Remember when people irk you and try to steal your joy, don't lose your bargain. Don't lose your bargain by. It costs the same to be happy or sad. Don't let them take that choice from you, lad. Thank you. Dressed in shades and shadows, glide the denizens of the night along a gloomy landscape that sets warm blood to fright. Save spear stars and new moon shimmer, there's little for our hungry sight. A scant and yet enchanted glimmer allows us to know left from right. But as we journey straight upon the borders of the night, we see a rosy burst of dawn that fills the land with light. My journey to daybreak will ease in a little while. You rise and light me with your eyes and warm me with your smile. Thank you.
Very nice. Next up, we got Jessica Lee.
So if it's all just like scrolling from my phone, is that one or two pages or is it just continuous? I'll follow the rules. I'm just always breaking these rules. Thank you. It's only one, and it's not that long. But yeah, thank you for listening, and thanks to everyone for being here. This poem, this piece, I find that I'm like starting this aging process, or maybe I have been in it, and I'm only starting to notice, and I'm trying to love it. I'm trying to find beauty and love in that. And in a world of like Instagram and selfies, it's like a weird thing to kind of navigate. So this piece is trying to find that. Also, I just closed on a house, so this was heavily influenced by HGTV. I don't scold the paint for chipping on the old house down the street, or mourn the missing corbel, or regret the fading shutters. They used to be so bright. No, I love this house, and they don't make them like they used to. So try to love yourself in this way. Even when others fret about the missing stained glass piece, you're the only stained glass window on this whole street after all. Thank you.
That was great. Congratulations on the house. That's awesome. I remember when we were shopping for our house, my wife hadn't seen the house yet. She was living in Baltimore at the time. So I went through the house with the house inspector, and he spent the entire time going, yeah, a baby could kill himself there. Now we have a baby, and I'm terrified of my house. So feelings about houses change, but congratulations. Next up, we've got Kevin Finn. Come on up, Kevin.
Okay, this first poem is called Summit. And my cat that I had for 17 years, he died a couple years ago, and I wrote a couple poems after he passed away, and this is one of them. And it's about him and also about frost giants. Okay, so this is Summit. Some say it's easier said than done, that we too hold a cancer in each breath, as if there's no other way out. Standing here, I recognize your features, the raw toughness. You yawn at first sight of us and give no sign of interest in why we've come. I said I'd bury you at the summit, but believe giants may stalk me and dig up your grave the way they've always done. And then this one's called Calling, and I wrote this over the winter, so this one, Calling. Rest easy, the day is over. See the vapor trail across the cloudless sky? Where is that plane going? A new life is in a moment. A new breath is in a moment. I rest easy like a stick of dynamite about to blow. I look for courage to make my next move. It's a struggle to make that next move. Where would I go? Okay, thanks.
Okay, we have one reader left. I just want to thank everybody again for coming out tonight. John, Don, everybody, fantastic reading. Thanks again. Please come back next week. It's going to be a real special night, I think. And always come back and do the open mic. We've got empty spots up on this sheet. We could fill these spots. But last night, Paul, come on up here.
Howdy. Before I start, I'd just like to thank Pittsburgh Poetry Exchange for being the valued and continuing community resource. I have 20 lines for you. Could have fed them on one page, but so I could read them, they're all five. 20 total lines. Can we agree on that? Okay. Pizza face dartboard, the homecoming king. Welcome to Jeopardy, world deviant bed. First answer is good. I thought it was more than just stupid. What is fly who walk on Trump wig, fall off steep cliff. fallen book. I'm currently in nullification. Hit an irrelevant floor out of print. One thumb through. I could be a sequel. Autonomy and joy. The fairest night. Walk around oxygen. One person applaud. It's nice to be here. I will compose a further India, accentuate flotsam, shorn young age gout, repel in marmalade the homespun locks. Elite, I say, got my life in their slant shoe. Heel worn hard like a pie piece, not for rent. Archon wobble, can't step up, it's the plan. For sure, almost never slant you don't go. Some may strum cozy tune, let uptown jive pop. Nothing rang out, abundance in passage, late wind and frost, autumn roe feather sail, a primrose harlot, fair-sown native bloom, the endless bounty upon bare rock main.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you, everybody. See you. Hope to really see you next Tuesday. Yay. Please come out.